We're thinking of light today. It's Candlemas. 40 days from Christmas, looking towards Easter. Days are hopefully getting longer. Might not feel like it with the cold and the dark and everything, but the sunshine is on the way. We'll soon all be in our shorts and things, won't we? So we're thinking of light, and I try to think of different kinds of light, and there are different kinds of light if you think about it. And the first one I thought about was light can be different things. It can be a comfort to us. Light can be a comfort. And I was thinking of a light that was a comfort, and I thought of this. I don't know if any of you ever seen these things. Hold on. You have to put the sound off there, boys. Can you hear it? Yeah. You put. What happens is, as that goes around at night, the light shines on the ceiling, yeah? Have anyone got any of these? Any of the children got these? Didn't you get these? Did your mummy not get you one of these? See, going to be frightened of the dark all her life. When my little girl was young, and my little boy subsequently, because when it's dark at night and you know, and all the monsters come out, right? You put this on, and it frightens them all away. It doesn't really frighten them away. There's not really monsters. It puts little lights on the ceiling. And here's another one. Look, you don't have to have that one.
This is. Any
light in that, though, Charlie? No, I'm not doing real light. We're coming on to petrol things in a minute. I'll blow you all up. You've got to use your imagination, Richard. Good Lord. Dear, dear me. Dear. This is another kind. This is called a nightlight. And what you do is you light the little light, and you can be quiet now. Go off. You light the little light, and it can stay alight all night. You see that little light there stays alight. So as you go to sleep, there's a little light in the room. I always used to like a little light in the room when I was a little boy. Did anyone else? Yeah, I used to like a little light. There is no, just for avoidance of doubt, there is no such things as monsters, ghosts, ghoulies, or anything like that. They don't exist. They don't exist. So there we are. There's the first kind of light, and it's a comforting light. And I was trying to think of a place in the Bible where God's described as a comfort. And I've got some Bible verses, just to show I'm not making all this up. Listen to this. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It says this: "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort." The God of all comfort. So God is a comfort. So here's another kind of light. Just for Richard. This one works, you see. What kind of light's that? That's a light. Yeah? No. Have you answered one a letter? No, you didn't. No, you didn't answer. Yes, carry on. A torch, yeah. And what does it help us to do? It's what? Yeah, that's right. It's a guiding light. It helps you see the way, doesn't it? It helps us see the way. So that's a kind of light that helps us see the way. And I could have had a car headlight if I could have brought my car in. So there are lots of lights that help us see the way. They light up the way for us. And God helps us on the way of life. As we go through life, God helps us to see the way. And there's a wonderful verse for that. It's Psalm 119. It says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." And the point about the Christian faith is that there's no better way to understand life and to make sense of it. And to make the right decisions of life. If you follow the Christian way, it helps you make the right decisions in life. It keeps you out of trouble. We often kind of like stray from the path. But if we don't, we are going on the right path. So now there's another light. What kind of light is this? Got to imagine. What kind of light's that? Light? It's light. Yes. What kind of candle is it? It's a birthday candle. You have that on a birthday. That's a candle to celebrate, isn't it? Because a birthday, when you're your age, is something to look forward to, isn't it? It's something to look forward to. As you get older, as you get older, they're not so much fun anymore. Because every birthday brings with it more pain and suffering. And you will learn that. It is true. It's true, isn't it? It's true. It's absolutely. Am I not speaking the truth? Yeah, you see, everyone who's older say, yeah. Yeah, it's... some birthdays are all right, like the birthday when you retire. Yes. That's okay. But generally speaking, as you get older, they're not so much fun. But they are. These candles are candles. You light candles on birthday cakes to celebrate and have joy. Joy. Now, we often forget that the Christian life is meant to be joyous. The church has not often been good at this. The church has often been regarded as being rather killjoy. Killjoy. Don't do this and don't do that. And oh, you know, dear me. I mean, they used to find the grumpiest person in the church to put at the door of the welcomer, didn't they? Yeah? I remember being greeted by a man who looked like he'd been dragged out of a coffin. As I was growing up as a teenager, used to go into this cobweb-filled buildings. It was gloomy and dark, but you sang, I mean, you know, we play I Sing. I mean, that would have just been like... beautiful, because we sang the most dirty hymns on a turgid organ, and there was no joy, hardly any joy at all. I don't know why I went. Hardly any joy at all. But listen to this, because I was thinking of a verse of scripture. It says, "The angel said unto him, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." The birth of Jesus is meant to be great joy. It's supposed to fill our hearts with joy. In fact, joy to overflowing, so that you want to share that joy with others. You know, this is good news. It's not meant to be bad news or sad news. It's good news. So a candle of joy, celebration. So we'll put that down there as well. Stick that in there, you see. And now, what's this last one? This is a very good one. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yes.
Yeah, you haven't seen those? No? Have you ever seen one of those? Have you ever seen one of these? No. I pinched this off the railways. No, it was a gift. this is a really good light. What happens is it's quite complicated, really. The top comes off, and inside there, there's a little fire, which you put petrol on, if you can. It's all a bit rusty now, but this comes off. In the bottom, it's a parrot. Do you want to see it? Anyone want to come and have a look? Oh, look, it's very exciting. You won't see one of these ever again. Bet your mums and dads haven't got these at home. No, I tell you, if that... Do you want to come and see it? You have a look. Go on, come and see it. I'll show you how it works. They're shy, yeah, right. Right, look, that goes, that's got petrol in it in there, and it has a wick. You see the wick? That's the wick. Yeah. And you put petrol in here. If Richard had his way, this would all be on fire now. And then you light that, and then you put the fire in there, and you put that there, and that's like a reflector plate. It polished up a bit more. And then that's a light. And then when you close that, this is like a lens, and it makes it brighter. And what happens is, as the train's going down the track, because they didn't used to have all these posh signals, can you see what colour that is there?
Red.
It's red, isn't it? Can you all see that red? Yeah. So you put that in there, and then what we used to do, we used to stand on the railway lines and hold stuff like that, stop trains. When I was a policeman, if you wanted to stop trains, you kept these. Let's suppose there was someone on the line, and the train was coming down the line, and you had to stop the train. You got that. You lit it and you held it up like that to stop the train. It's no good just going like that, is it? You need a light, and that was the big bright light, and the red light said stop. And so, what kind of light is that? Warning light. Brilliant, brilliant. Well, I've got a verse of scripture about that. If you want to go back and sit down. This is what Jesus said. Then this is in Luke 24. I'll put the light over there so you can see. If any of you want to come and see it afterwards, a bit of history. Can do. This, Jesus said this. Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. And he told them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. Now, the point about that is Jesus is saying there needs to be repentance. Now, that's a warning. What Jesus is saying is the world is not the way it should be. Now, we know that. It needs change. It needs massive change across the world. And what Jesus is saying is, as the light of warning, is that we must change. There are things that we can change, things that we can do something about. And Candlemas is a time when we light candles. Remember, Jesus is the light of the world. But it's a time when we're all called to be Christ's light in the world. We're supposed to be shining, if you like. Now, I've got a wonderful little prayer that I'm going to share with you. Well, is it a prayer? It's a poemy prayer. And I heard it for the first time last week, because Sam, Wendy and I went to Bidnam, where two ministers were being set in place in their position, in their posts, to the new housing estates of Bidnam across the sort of Kempston, Bidnam area there. And they're going to live there, and they're going to be set up a new Christian community. And they're church army officers, and David and Suzette. And the church warden from Bidnam read this to them, which I thought was really, really good, because, of course, we're all called to go out and light them and be lights in the world. That's what they're called to be, as we are. And he said this, because it's really encouraging. He says, the will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you, where the arms of God cannot support you, and where the riches of God cannot supply your needs. And what he was saying was, look, you know, you're called to be light in the world. You're called to bring about change. But God just doesn't send you out. He goes with you. He's with you to enable you to do what he wants you to do. And it's very much similar to what Jesus said, because after he told them that they must go out and repentance must be preached, he says, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from God on high. And what Jesus was saying was, God's going to give you the strength to do this. If you want to make change in the world, if you want to be light in the world, then God will give you the strength to do that. Amen.